1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you to the WHTC Bowling Report, presented by Zealand Lanes, by Coop and Burr Insurance, and by 1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station. Also streaming it live at WHTC.com. It's the Men's Bowling Report for Monday, which means Jim DeGraff joins us. Good morning, Jim. Hopefully all is well with you.
Good morning, Gary, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Well, we're reporting on week number 16 on our bowling calendar this morning. However, we want to talk about some tournaments coming up. First of all, Tuesday leagues and the Wednesday leagues, of course, will not bowl this week because of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. However, that is a good opportunity for families to get on the lanes. In fact, on Christmas Eve, most of the centers will be open till early evening. On Christmas Day, Zealand Lanes is closed, Lakeview Lanes is closed, but Northland Lanes and Century Lanes over on 16th Street will be open at 2 p.m. on Christmas Day for families to take advantage of open lanes and good family activity in the bowling centers. Also, we have a tournament opportunity coming up this weekend. Our 500, 600, 700 holiday tournament opens this coming Saturday. We have openings this Saturday and this Sunday, and then the weekend after New Year's on January 4 and January 5. The squad times are at 1 p.m. The entries are coming in very, very well, where I'm hoping we'll have the most tournament entries that we've ever had for this event. So the event's at Northland Lanes the weekend after Christmas and the weekend after New Year's. And then the entry blanks for our Men's City Tournament and our Women's City Tournament are now in the bowling centers. And the entry blank is also on our website, greaterhollandbowling.com. The tournament will open, the team event will open on February 1 at Lakeview Lanes. And the tournament goes the entire month of February on the weekends and the first weekend in March. And our doubles and singles event will be held at Zealand Lanes. And squad times for the team event are 11 o'clock in the morning and 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And the squad times for the Saturday doubles and singles are 11:30, and the Sunday events are at 1 p.m. The high games for week number 16, Jim Rennick from Coop and Burr Insurance from the Tri-City League had our high game this week of 289. Nick Riley from Sweet 16 with a 287. We had two bowlers this week with 279s, and they were Brandon Daniels from the West Ottawa League and Chris Wabick from Zealand Suburban. Also two bowlers with 278s. There were Brian Morin from Friday Night Rollers and Paul Rogers from Sweet 16. Once again, two bowlers with 277s, and they were Barry Kuipers from Suburban League and Robert Still from Saturday Night Fever. And also two bowlers with two games of 276, and they were bowled by Nick Smith from Zealand Monday Trios and John Root from the Suburban League. In the high series for the week, Brian Morin was our high series bowler this week with 791. Brian bowled that in the Friday Night Rollers. Jim Rennick in second position with 766 from Tri-City. Also from Tri-City was Scott J. Smith with a 758. Tom Foster also out of Tri-City with 751. Paul Rogers from Sweet 16 with a 750. We had two bowlers with 722s, and they were Jack Wiest from Tuesday Night Community and Scott Weaver from Suburban. Bowling a 712 this week was Jim Post from the Victory League, John Bersma from Sweet 16 with a 709. We had three bowlers that had 705 series, and they were Todd Dahlman from West Ottawa, Dale Newberry from Saturday Night Fever, and Mike Bars from the Businessmen's League, all three bowlers with 705s. Bowling a 704 this week was Nick Smith from Zealand Monday Trios, Darren Norton from Zealand Monday Trios with a 703, and we had two bowlers that had even 700 series, and they were Don Thompson from the Big 8 League and Neil Overheiser from Friday Night Rollers. Well, that's going to wrap us up again for another week, Gary. Once again, holiday tournament coming up this weekend at Northland Lanes. Squad times are at 1 o'clock. Bowlers are welcome to walk in. We will certainly get them on lanes as they are available.
Jim, I appreciate it. Thanks for keeping us up to date and let us know about some of the holiday plans for some of the lanes, especially for maybe some ideas to sort of get away from the family for a while on Christmas Day in terms of letting mom finish up all the cooking.
It's a great family activity for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Certainly a lot of fun there. And Jim, you'll talk to Brent next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good holiday.
You do too as well. Jim DeGraff with the Men's Bowling Report, brought to you by Zeeland Lanes and Coop & Burr Insurance on 1450 WHTC, Allen's hometown station.